Welcome back to my podcast channel, where we are learning leadership together and resting in God's promise that He doesn't call the qualified, He qualifies the called. I am Kim Touchton, Ambassador Diamond with It Works Global.
If I told you my story, you would hear hope.
All right, so this isn't really a series, but all of these messages have kind of, all these podcasts have kind of rolled together. Because I just have too much to say to put into one podcast. I try to keep these as short as possible. But today, we've been talking about priorities. And then we've talked about when you do get your priorities in line, how the enemy is going to be on attack. And the easiest place for him to attack is your mind. Because when we are in a place of worry and doubt and fear, you can't be effective in living your life for Christ and making a difference in this world, which all rolls into building your business and changing lives. So today, now that we know that that's going to happen, how do we stop it? How do we take back control of our mind? And I wanted today to talk to you about Dr. Leaf, Dr. Caroline Leaf. She is a neuroscientist. She studies the brain. She studies thoughts. She studies all of this, and she's been doing it for years, 25 years or so. She's from South Africa, but she lives here in America. And again, a neuroscientist, but she's also a Christian. So everything that she has been studying, and she is on the cutting edge of neuroscience. She studied quantum theory, quantum physics as it relates to the brain. I mean, she's been studying the brain forever, but she's a Christian, so she relates everything back to scripture. And she can back up every scientific discovery, everything we know and what she's discovered and learned about the brain, she can back it up with scripture. So it's science and scripture. And it's one of the most fascinating things, you know, to hear her speak about this or to read her book. It's one of the most fascinating things I've ever encountered, because it can be proven in science and scripture both. So Dr. Leaf, you know, her entire career nowadays is helping people to learn and understand how the brain works and how the thought process works. And let me just really, I'm going to sum it up really quick for you, okay? I don't know if you know this, learn something new today, but your brain, your thoughts take up physical space in your mind. And if you were to look at them on imaging, okay, I don't know if it's an x-ray or a scan, Dr. Leaf talks about this, all right, but if you were to look at them on imaging, which we can do, your thoughts look like trees in your brain. That's the shape of a thought. They look like trees. And when you have a negative thought, if it's a negative thought, if you're scared or fearful about something, that thought looks like a withering tree, a dying tree in your mind. So think of like Charlie Brown's Christmas tree. That's what negative thoughts look like in your mind. But what is the neatest thing is if you have a positive thought, okay, if it's not negative, if it's a positive thought, if it's something you're excited about, if it's something you're passionate about, if it's your kids, if it's something that brings you joy, if it's your family, that thought in your mind looks like a strong, growing, healthy tree. The trunk is wide. It has a ton of branches. It looks like a healthy, growing tree, like an oak tree in Florida, one of those giant oak trees. That's what it looks like in your mind. And even more interesting, Dr. Leaf teaches us and shows us through science, through neuroscience and quantum whatever. She uses these big words in her book. She teaches us that you can physically replace those dead, withering trees, those negative thoughts. You can completely kill them off and replace them with new trees, new nerve thoughts that grow in your mind. You can totally replace them and get rid of those withering, dead, dying trees in your mind. And when that happens, when you are able to control your thoughts in your mind and control what is growing up there, it can totally change your life and the way that you live your life. It can totally change the actions that you take. It's fascinating stuff. It really is. And again, she backs it all up with scripture. So what I wanted to talk to you about today, knowing all of this, that this is proven by science about how this is how the brain works. Okay. This is how your brain works. You are able to completely rewire your brain. And it's not something that you can do, driving down the road, listening to this podcast, and decide to change your brain. It takes work and it takes mental focus to grow new trees, is what she says. But it's something that you can do. You can absolutely take back control of your thoughts. Now, some people can do this just with daily Bible study, worship music, reading books, pouring into themselves. Other people need to be coached and taught how to do this and how to really focus and create these new trees and replace old trees in your mind. And some people can do it most of the time on their own, but then every now and then they're dealing with a more serious, your mind comes under attack, right? We talked about that last time. And maybe you need, just for the time being, you need to be guided through. So that's kind of what I'm doing right now. On the regular, most of the time, you guys know I'm pretty rock solid. I'm not shaken by much, if hardly ever. But right now, I told you, I shared in our last podcast that my mind's been under attack here lately. And again, everything's good, everything's fine, right? But the devil is on the prowl. When he knows something amazing is happening or coming, he is going to, even more than usual, be on the prowl and on attack and wage a war for your mind. Because if he can win the war of your mind, he can win a lot of other battles as well. So for me, I have read Dr. Leaf's book. I know all of this, but Dr. Leaf also has a 21-day detox, brain detox, where she will take you through every day. You can either do it in the book and just read along, or she has an online, very inexpensive. It's $29 for the whole year. Okay. Online, she has a daily version that will walk you through a 21-day detox of your mind to get rid of the dying, dead, negative trees and take back control of your mind and build new trees. So that is something that I have just started, and I'm doing it with Genevieve Sykes, the ambassador Genevieve Sykes. We're doing it together for accountability, right? And we're going to do it every day. And because I know that I need help, I need extra help in this area, because I do not, even the little bit that started, I want to get it under control immediately, because leaders, this is where we live or die. Right here is with our mind. The thoughts, our mind, our mindset, our feelings, our emotions, all of that. We live or die by all of that as a leader. This is where we have to discipline ourselves to push through, even when we know that our mind, there's a war on our mind. So, this has gone long, this podcast, so I'm going to wrap this up, but I wanted to share with you that it is possible to completely replace any negative thoughts at any point, whether it, this has been going on for a while in your life, or this is brand new, or you have found that by becoming resolute in your goals and making your priorities correct, that this has just started for you. Whatever season, whatever you're dealing with right now, we can overcome it. Through the power in Jesus' name, through Christ, we can overcome this. And that's what Dr. Leaf teaches. And she leads you through from a Christian and science perspective of how to do that. So I encourage you today to look that up, read her book if you never have, watch her on YouTube. Guys, it will absolutely change the way you see yourself and your mind, and what the brain and your thought life can do. So highly, highly encourage you to look that up today and gain control of those thoughts. We have got to bring them all into captivity and control every thought that we have, every input that comes into our mind, so that it, we can more effectively control our actions as well, which all goes into being a better leader and building our business.
Thanks for joining me today. And don't forget, I'm here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday with a new podcast talking about leadership and reminding you that you don't have to be qualified, just called. See you next time.